Yes, so make we talk.
Lagos, we're still in London, we're still outside. Just a couple of days after another shutdown show in London. We need to know how you feel about the entire show and the success of the show.
It came out better than I thought it would in my head. I'm very happy about it. Down to the supporting acts, the team behind the organization, ticket sales, Freeman, CJ, we went there to check everything. It's just, I was thinking about different things in my head, but it came out nice, and I'm glad it did.
Would you say it's growth from the last one in 2019?
Yeah, of course, because if I'm being honest, this particular show, I was a little bit more involved. I was more involved than the other ones. Because this one, I made it an intention that I was going to know about how sales, how this is going. So, to be honest, it exposed me to a part of the business that maybe I should have been exposed to. Because now, it came with pressure. Like, those type of things, I don't always know about them. I just come and perform. But this time around, but that's why I really appreciate it more, because now it's like I can see the effect of the work that we put in.
Can you like emphasize on pressure? Like you said something that before it wouldn't have been on your table. Can you like emphasize on pressure?
It's like seeing cost of stuff. Like sometimes when I do shows, it's probably my manager that talks to who is telling them that, oh, this is so amount. So if I see that, and I know that this thing is coming from my pocket, like it's a different type of feeling than when, oh, San Fran just sort this part out, and I have no idea what this cost, how we were able to get this done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about before the show. You did a couple of gigs, literally like back to back. Did that add to the pressure?
Yeah, first of all, by like performing with your voice, it's just natural that you, at some point, your voice breaks down, because it's like you're singing back to back to back.
Mm-hmm.
I was scared about that too. I was scared about not performing well because of the back, because the other shows too were lit, and I had to like perform 100%. So it wasn't like I went there to do like some appearance gig. I had to perform too, so I was scared about that.
Okay.
But it turned out well.
It definitely turned out well. Do you want to speak on the appearances? Which of them? Were you expecting all of them? David, Fireboy, Skibby.
First of all, I'd like to say a big shout out to everybody that came.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody came on like different circumstances. I think I already finalized with David about a week before the show. But Fireboy, I took Fireboy on the day. And I think he landed the day before. Zanku came to watch. He was just feeling the other day. He came to perform. I confirmed Lojay about two days before the show. But the way the thing happened, even Skibby has been here since like 28th or 27th for my show on the 4th. So yeah, I really appreciated the love that it's going still.
It turned out to be nice. Okay, yeah. So because prior to the show, a lot of people were like, oh, that weekend is a busy weekend. There's Beyonce, there's Burna Boy.
Yeah.
Did you ever think of that at the same time?
No, man. Funny enough, it never crossed my mind once. Plus, I've always felt like there are some people for me. I don't know how to explain it. Like, if it's my own thing, regardless, like, if Jesus, they come that day.
They will still come for the of Lagos.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's next? What are we doing next?
announcing a bigger venue
mm.
very soon. But before that, more music back to back to back to back. Because I've been on the road for like about 3 months now.
Mm-hmm.
Collaborations, videos, more performances, more live performances. Because I'm looking into that. I'm talking to my
I swear. Yeah. I always put pressure on you to sing more.
Yeah.
I don't know, because you know you can sing. But you just avoid. Is it like you just avoid it on purpose or what?
Like sometimes I don't. In my head, I don't feel like 100% of a show should be live, except I'm like, what? Maybe a high life artist or something. But if you're a pop artist, people don't expect you to have the same for some reason,
mm-hmm.
especially from the part of the country you're from. If it was in America or Ben, you have to know how to sing, mm-hmm. regardless.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, but I feel like some songs, if you perform them live, just drop into the energy.
Mm-hmm.
There are some, if you perform them live, you appreciate the song more. So I just have to like select and pick it out. That's what I did though.
Okay. We also spoke about something about, you mentioned a couple of weeks before the show about wanting to cancel it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying about pressure.
Yeah.
We're thinking about like doing more production stuff, right? Bringing this, flying mm-hmm. that. Because I was so involved, I knew
the numbers. Cost.
So in my head, I'm like, this whole thing, we need to make sense at the end of the day. So that's what I'm saying. If I wasn't exposed to that part,
mm.
I might have just blown with the flow and just focused on ticket sales and just keep it at that point.
So basically, this show that we had is such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It almost never happened.
But guess what? People I told, none of the people I told say yes. None of them.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what I said.
Well, I said no. So exactly. So you want to say anything to the fans, London?
London, it's always a pleasure. Don't worry, next time, bigger venue, more acts, more music for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Love
of Lagos. There you go. Thank you. That's our show. We out.